USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major announcement from CNN that it's parting ways with Chris Cuomo. The cable news network announcing Saturday that Cuomo has been, quote, terminated effective immediately. Cuomo was suspended earlier this week when new information came to light about his involvement in aiding his brother, the former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, against sexual harassment allegations. In a statement, CNN says the decision to cut Cuomo loose comes after they hired a law firm to conduct a review of the new information, and that despite the firing, they will continue to investigate as appropriate. A man is hurt after reportedly jumping out of a plane as it was going to a gate after landing in Phoenix, Arizona. It happened early Saturday morning. They say the man exited through a rear galley door after a flight from Colorado Springs to Phoenix. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I wanted to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they could afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
A group of congressional lawmakers is now urging the Biden administration take action to allow veterans to have access to medical cannabis to help manage everything from PTSD to multiple sclerosis to seizures. The group says cannabis could help the VA patients more than it could the average population, as they're more likely to suffer from chronic pain and similar issues. President Joe Biden says his national security team is crafting a series of comprehensive initiatives aimed at discouraging Russia from invading Ukraine as it's amassed tens of thousands of troops at the border. The president, though, spoke with reporters about it at the White House on Friday.
I've been in constant contact with our allies in Europe.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken warning Russia of, quote, severe consequences if it does initiate military action against Ukraine. Blinken meeting with his Russian counterpart in Sweden a few days ago. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
An impassioned House floor speech by a Texas Republican lawmaker on Thursday night. Representative Chip Roy was largely speaking out against high levels of spending by the government, specifically the Biden administration. But he spent a great deal of time focusing on another issue, a provision within the Defense Authorization Act, which further clears the way for the government to require women to register for the draft.
Because this body, with no debate, no amendment, no vote on the substance, is going to adopt the National Defense Authorization Act that for the first time in history will require your daughter, your sister, your mom, your wife to register for the draft. Well, don't worry, I'm going to keep fighting it. And I'm not going to retreat. And I'm not going to run away from some pollster coming in saying, well, I don't know. I'm not sure how people feel about it. I know how people feel about it. I know how they feel about it in my district. I know how they feel about it in my kid's school. In my communities, I know the people who stop me in the airport and say thank you for standing up for some sort of common sense. I'll keep calling them out, every single one of them. And I'll call out every one of my colleagues in this body. And I sure as heck will not ever vote for a single one of them for any office if they're going to make my daughter eligible for the draft.
Again, that's Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy speaking on the House floor on Thursday night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.